Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Pesachim 41. Mishnah had stated one may not cook a Pesach offering in liquids or in fruit juices. The rabbis taught in a Braisa, scripture states you should not eat of it, the Pesach cooked in water. Based on this verse, I have proof only that it may not be eaten if it was cooked in water. From where do I know that it may not be eaten if it was cooked in other liquids? To answer this, you can state the following Kal Vachomer: since water, which does not impart its flavor to the meat, is nevertheless forbidden, then other liquids which do impart their flavor to the meat, should they not be forbidden, all the more so. To me, this is the idea of how we have to make sure that there's the proper flavor of the proper elements in our own lives. Torah should be the main ingredient in our own lives, just as the Gemara talks about what can impart flavor to liquid or to things in general, which we've spoken about before, but always bears repeating. So too, we should realize what should be the crux and what should be diluted. Sometimes we have the wrong things as our base in the food and the elements of our lives. What is the main base in a chicken soup? It's called chicken soup because chicken is the main thing for many people very often. But what is the chicken of our lives? Is it the aspect of Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, which it should be? Or is it unfortunately our jobs, which are not always Torah related? Or is it unfortunately going to shows or watching TV and then giving a little bit of Torah, a little bit of mitzvahs if we could squeeze it in? That can't be what it is. We have to realize what should be the main crux that is imparting flavor to the rest of our life. The main crux, the main aspect should be Torah. Torah im derech eretz, Pirkei Avos teaches. Torah should come first with worldly occupation, with aspects of the world. Without Torah, we can't have the proper aspect, the proper outlook. The Torah is our guidebook. The Torah is our main essence of being, is our raison d'être, however you say that in French. It's our reason for being. We should realize what should be the main aspect to our lives. They say that Torah should be the main thing, and if you have time for everything else, that's how it should be. The Rambam has a wonderful way to break up your day. You should have 8 hours of working, and then 8 hours of sleeping, and then many hours of Torah and taking care of your worldly matters. So I might have broken up the day wrong, but he definitely says 8, 8, and 8. I forget how. But we should figure out how to utilize our hours of the day. If you take out sleeping, you take out eating and hygiene and taking care of family and children, spouses and children, think about how the rest of your hours go. What are you doing with those hours? What are you entailing in those hours? Of course, rest is important and decompressing from the whole day is important. But make sure that the Torah is the main aspect imparting flavor to the rest of your days, to the rest of your life. Just as the Gemara here talks about what imparts flavor with regarding to the water and the fruit juices, make sure what is imparting flavor to the rest of your life. And hopefully that's the Torah, chesed, and mitzvot that should be the foundation of your days every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 42 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.